Scott from Roanoke, Virginia writes that listening tonight has made the last 6 years of pain, including his recent heart attack, make a lot of sense. He says before there was confusion.
Yes.
He says, I know when part of my spirit left,
yep.
but where is it?
Oh.
Uh-huh. How do I get it back?
See, this is where the shaman has something extraordinary to offer the contemporary medical world that we all have to deal with. I'll let Jill take this because this is really her area of expertise.
All right. Where is his soul now, or at least part of it?
Well, part of what our Western mindset has not afforded us is that sense of that divine realm, the spirit realm, that for tens of thousands of years, the human beings had direct experience of. Now, part of what defines a shaman or somebody who functions shamanically is they're not just in worship of spirits and they're not just about the ceremonies and working with the wonderful medicines that come from plants and so forth. They're actually shifting their awareness into the spirit realm and making relationships with these spirits in order to accomplish something, oftentimes to take on activity over there and then bridge back the results here. Now, what I was observing when I was working in the hospital is what I would call spontaneous soul retrieval, where an aspect of the person's life essence had not left the vicinity of that individual, and as I would come in to help a person get out of bed for the first time after a car accident or a surgery or prolonged illness or even a coma, there was such a life-affirming gesture to leave the horizontal of the bed and stand up that I would see this reunion just within an energetic field and got curious as to what it was. But I didn't see it with everyone. And as I began to describe this experience to my husband, he said, well, you're doing a kind of soul retrieval, but you know how to shamanically journey. You know how to send your awareness into the spirit realm. And that's where the part of that person's soul has gone. It's like stepping through the looking glass and entering into one of these major three realms that define the spirit world. And often they go there to get what it was they needed at the time that they left. In other words, if it's a child who's powerless and he's being overpowered by somebody and there's no protection and there's no support, I'll often find the soul part that child lost or someone lost in childhood in a part of the dream world, spirit world called the lower world. This is not hell. This is the lower world, which is energetically and from a dream essence, like nature. This is a realm in where you're going to find animal spirits and plant spirits, and it's rich with power, support, and protection. And I'll often find a part of a person's soul in great company, rather buffed up, if you will, doing well, but yet at the same time dissociated, which is not just disconnected. This aspect of this person has forgotten about its source. People say to me, why didn't it come looking for me? I'm busy. I'm here. I've got my life to live. Why didn't it come looking for me? And in truth, it's forgotten about you. And this is the time in which you realize having somebody go get it for you and bringing it back is important. Unless you yourself learn how to shift your awareness and go into this realm with plenty of support of your own, and are brought into connection with it and bring it back yourself. Now, there are times when some soul parts are in a location in which you are not going to be allowed to go. They are not necessarily the most pleasant of places. But the lower world itself is the great dreaming of nature, and it's a place of genuine power, support, and protection. And I think that's really why a lot of the world's religions discouraged us from going there. There are other realms, like the middle world, which is a lot about the dream aspect of everything that physically exists. And even our thoughts and our thinking mean that we're operating in that realm during the day, during our most creative time. And yet there are aspects of that place which are both negative and positive. It's the polarity, like we find here. Now, there is the third realm, the upper world. And this is more like heaven, based upon the way in which our religions have defined heaven. This is the great dreaming of the ascended spirits. This is where the ancestral spirits, the gods and goddesses, this is where the angels are. And there are times when we have certain experiences in which a part of us will leave and seek refuge in that angelic realm. And it's possible then to make connection with divine love, divine inspiration, and divine knowledge. And so when it's time to create the reunion, It's a matter of shifting the awareness, often in the company of supportive spirits who are very keen on being of assistance once they've been asked to go into that realm, make the connection, and bridge the soul part back to the person.